RX Unwrinkled. Unwrinkled ear here. Giuseppe Spendagalli, a.k.a. Why not start out with a little Dumitrescu, 1995 track here. Octo bass flute, bass saxophone, prepared piano, two percussionists, resonated tam-tam, and magnetic tape. At least that's what I figure, trying to read through the French. And we got a phone call. Kill Radio. No, David Raquello's actually at the meeting tonight. I just saw him about it. Yeah, there's a Kill Radio meeting at Tribal Cafe tonight. Yeah, he was over there. Okay. Mm-hmm. Raquello fan, why not be a fan? If you're not a fan, you should check out Radio Webhead Theater, 12 to 3 a.m. Monday morning, supposedly, for those of you who don't believe that hours immediately following after midnight are actually the next day. Are actually the night before. Hey. I brought the wrong piece of paper with me tonight. I had some talking points. It's probably a good thing I brought the wrong piece of paper. Make good on my promises. Quintet Moderne, DJ DSL, Axel Derner, and of course, Freddy and the Dreamers. But after last week's show, I had a listener tell me that their favorite thing was the piano sax duet. Stan Tracy and Evan Parker, so that was kind of in my head, and then I was reading today about Alfred North Whitehead and people that knew he was a genius just upon the first minute of meeting him. They said a little bell went off in their head. And there's an Evan Parker album. Don't blame that on Dumitrescu, actually. I threw on this Marchetti-Nettinger duo recording done here in California, Beyond Baroque, back in 2002. And the best concert I ever saw here in L.A. The recording's pretty good, but it doesn't quite have that flash field thing that they had happening with this, like, whoosh, and then all the little sounds they're making. There's a lot of this high-pitched stuff, which I've never been a fan of peeling. I've never found the peels appealing. But this little bell goes off sometimes in people's heads when they meet people that they think are real smart geniuses. They might confer that title. And the guy who wrote the liner notes, well, probably Evan Parker himself, actually, chose this Alfred North Whitehead quote for his album Process and Reality. Alfred North Whitehead's got this book called Process and Reality from 1929. Evan Parker's album, however, was recorded in May of 1991 in Berlin. Let's just get into it. We're going to hear Peros Gemutato.
In the hustle of today, we're all inclined to miss little things that mean so much. A word, a smile, a kiss. When a woman loves a man, he's a hero in her eyes. And a hero he can always be if he'll just realize. She may be weary. Women do get weary. Wearing the same shabby dress. And when she's weary, try a little tenderness. You know she's waiting. Just anticipating things she may never possess. While she's without them, try a little tenderness. It's not just sentimental. She has her grief and care. And a word that's soft and gentle makes it easier to bear. You won't regret it. Women don't forget it. Love is their whole happiness. It's all so easy. Try a little tenderness.
You know who Alfred North was? And Evan Parker, too, for that matter, remind me of? It's this guy who I met. DJ Fatback, as he's known these days. The original Bay Lottie Mama. And a little bell did go off in my head when I met him. And he was probably the first person to put Process and Reality, Evan Parker's album, in my hands. He was trying to screw up my emotional life forever. I'm sure of it. But he did the right thing. Because it was worth it. The thing about that Process and Reality album we heard a track from is that Evan Parker was always accused of overdubbing on his records because he can play the saxophone so fast, and on that album he actually decided to experiment with it. Hearing a duet right now of Paul Litton on drums and Joel Ryan doing some live processing of those drums.
Oh. Beep, 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 beep. ha, 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 ha,